And it's Chip.
And Spud. Good afternoon, everyone.
And Freddie, yeah, I'm here as well.
And we have a special guest on the show today.
We certainly
do,
a very special guest.
Shall we introduce our special guest?
Yes, welcome to Miss Helen Butler, who is the chair and founder of the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust and the White Squirrel Project. So if I've got any of that wrong, Helen, let me know. But you're very welcome this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're going to talk about red squirrels.
We are.
And we're very fortunate on the Isle of Wight to have red squirrels. And we're going to ask some questions of Helen. And hopefully we're going to learn a lot more about the red squirrel population on the Isle of Wight. But also, you know, how to actually engage with the trust. And particularly when you sight a red squirrel, to let them know. So, yeah, we're going to do all of that. Should we go through what we've got on in the first hour of the show, Chip, as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so as well as talking to Helen about the red squirrels, well, actually, we're going to do the Challenge Chip questions in the first hour. We normally do it at the end, but we're going to do a special one. Guess what it's about, Chip?
Squirrels.
Squirrels.
Red squirrels.
Yeah, we're going to do a little challenge for you about red squirrels and Freddie. So, yes, Helen, welcome.
Hello.
And, yeah, you actually started the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust, and it was way back in 1993 when it was founded.
That was actually White Squirrel Project, which is still going. That was the first charity. It did everything to start with, but in 2005 I thought I'll register part of the charity and get some trustees and just see how it works. You don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. So at this present time, White Squirrel Project is doing the scientific stuff, the monitoring, the postmortems, writing up reports, advice, that sort of thing. And the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust is all about education at a sort of lower level. So it's for everybody to learn about red squirrels. So that is the split at the moment.
Yeah. You also received a MBE for the squirrels.
Yes, that's right. That was in 2013. Very nice morning. Met Prince William.
Must have been a really special day.
It was, yes, yeah. It was sort of surreal, you know.
It's nice to be recognised, Helen.
It is, it's very nice to be recognised.
But you also received a special award by the Red Squirrel Survival Trust in recognition of outstanding service to red squirrel conservation in the UK.
Yes, that's right. That was in 2012. We were invited up to Alnwick Castle for that one, so I met the Duke of Northumberland and had a look round. That was a great day too.
Fantastic. Well, fantastic. We're going to ask a lot more questions of Helen.
We're going to ask some questions now to Helen.
About red squirrels.
About red squirrels.
Freddie, do you want to ask your question?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we have, like in our garden, we have a red squirrel that comes down quite regularly and likes to, you know, nibble away on some nuts in our squirrel hut. But apart from, like, you know, general, like, hazelnuts, almonds, that sort of thing, like, what sort of thing do they like to eat?
You need to give them a healthy diet. Never give them Brazil nuts. Much too oily, got a nasty chemical in it. Not too many peanuts, because they can cause thinning of the bone, and they're not actually a nut anyway. But anyway, hazelnuts, Brazil nuts they like. Not Brazil nuts, sorry, walnuts. Give them carrot, apple, grape, corn on the cob, that's another good one. Just a good variety, but nothing too fatty.
Nothing too fatty. Corn on the cob, I never thought that would be something that they would like to sort of go.
They love it. They absolutely love it. Hang up a corn on the cob and see what they do.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have to do that. Yeah.
We'll all do that.
Well, everyone in the Isle of Wight is going to be buying corn now to hang up in their garden, aren't they?
Morrison's sold
out.
Yeah,
it's all sold out now.
I saw two red squirrels at Core Abbey last week. How can you attract red squirrels to the garden?
Obviously, they're going to come for food. That is the thing. Quite often, they'll come initially for the bird food, which is peanuts or seeds. If you can give them something better than that, then please do. But if they're coming across the road to get to your garden and feed, don't do it, because it's obvious what's going to happen, and it does. inevitably, which is a shame because then you've lost your squirrel.
Yeah, sadly, you know, you do see red squirrels that have been hit by vehicles, which is very sad. But there are quite a number of places on the island where there are red squirrel signs, traffic signs, isn't there?
There was a lucky red squirrel that ran across the dual carriageway this week.
It was caught on dash cam video, wasn't it?
It
actually managed to get across the road. Helen, do you think there should be more warning signs for red squirrels on the island? Or do you think there's enough?
There's quite a lot of red squirrel warning signs, and nobody reported to me that it had crossed the dual carriageway. That's very naughty. But I'll put it down now.
Yeah.
People actually buy those signs off of us now. Because they're not an official road sign, you can put them in your garden. Don't put them anywhere on public space. It has to go in your hedge. Safely.
Yeah, I have seen places that have got those signs. A little quiz, actually, with Helen after that. Rectus Radio, and you're listening on FM 104.6 and online.
You are, yeah.
Now, instead of doing Challenge Chip in the final hour, which we normally do, we've got Helen Butler from the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust and the White Squirrel Project, and she's going to ask the questions to Chip and Freddie about, guess what, red squirrels. So over to you, Helen.
Right. Now, you know red squirrels bury excess food, so how do they find it once they've buried it?
Is it with their little hands?
Well, they haven't got hands, they've got paws.
Paws
for thought, Chip.
Well, I suppose X marks a spot, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
I would say they recognise their surroundings. And they just know.
Close. They actually put a map in their head, which is also how they move through the treetops so fast. And they've got a very keen sense of smell, so they use that as well. And they dig up the majority of their food that they've buried.
So we think you've got that one almost right, so we'll give you half a point for that one. Next question, Helen.
When did red squirrels arrive in Europe? Was it more or less than 5,000 years ago?
More.
Yeah, very easy. That's very easy. And there's actually fossil records going back thousands of years.
Wow.
So squirrels have been around a long time.
Very good. You get a point for that one.
Very good. Do red squirrels hibernate?
I feel like I should know this one, and I don't. I just feel stupid now.
Can I go with yes?
No, they don't.
No, they don't. They have to get up and eat every day. So that's why they bury their food. So they've got the food for the winter and off they go. No hibernating at all. Right, next one. Can squirrels swim?
Oh, wow. Possibly.
Don't sit on the fence.
I don't know. I reckon the fur gets wet and then they just sink. I reckon they can't swim.
They're brilliant swimmers. I've seen them. Really? Doggy paddle like fury, tail out the water, and they're really good.
Wow. I need to see this.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
I've only seen it once in over 30 years. So
I think we should get squirrels in the Olympics. It would be brilliant.
Well, they would, yeah. They're very athletic.
Okay, last question.
Are red squirrels protected by law?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
They're protected by... what act is it, Helen?
The Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981.
It's a good job they are protected. That's fantastic. So, yes, thank you, Helen, for that. And talking about online forms, Helen Butler from the Isle of Wight Red Squirrel Trust is with us this afternoon, and she's going to tell you how people can report if they see a red squirrel, and that could be, you know, a live one coming into your garden, or even, sadly, if it's a roadkill. They still want to know. So over to you, Helen.
Thank you very much. Yes, if you go to White Squirrel Project website, www.whitesquirrels.co.uk, you can download an app, you can use the online form, or if you don't want to do that, then there's the email address and also a phone number. It's very important. It's the single most important thing to let me know how the squirrels are doing and where they are, dead or alive. I'm not fussy, especially if you think you've seen a grey one. I also want to hear about that as well, please.
It is very important. And I rang you up to say I saw two red squirrels at Core Abbey last week. Yeah.
That's right. Thank you very much.
How do you monitor, Helen, particularly the threat of grey squirrels, which are rampant on the mainland? We're lucky to have the Solent that protects us, but grey squirrels still try to get over to the Isle of Wight, don't they?
They do. That's why we must be very careful, why everybody must keep their eyes open. And if somebody rings in and thinks they've seen a grey, obviously I want to speak to them and ask what they've seen. Because just to be awkward, red squirrels can have grey coats. And thankfully, that's what it normally is.
I see. And of course, the numbers are staggering. I think grey squirrels, there's over 2.5 million of them. How many would you say that there is on the Isle of Wight, would you say, roughly?
The habitat can hold 3,500, something like that. Obviously fluctuates an awful lot seasonally and annually.
OK. Well, thank you, Helen. And we're going to talk more about red squirrels on our final link of the first hour. Thank you.
We are.
Just got time to squeeze one more question into our special guest, Helen Butler, from the Squirrel Project.
It is. I've been watching the Jewel of Isle of Wight, Jewel of South Isle of Wight programme. What was it like being part of the Jewel of the South programme and promoting the red squirrel?
Well, it's always good to promote the red squirrel, and I was just so grateful that one squirrel turned up, because August is the worst time of year to actually try and film a squirrel, because they've got their natural food. So I was just so pleased at the end of the day that squirrel came.
And you got a really good photo of the squirrel on the documentary.
Yes, he did. Yeah, as I say, I was so pleased to see the squirrel, and they were really pleased as well, because we did wonder at one time, what's one going to turn up?
Well, Helen, it's been fantastic, and thank you for coming into the studio this afternoon.
Thank you,
Helen. And
you're welcome.
Thank you very much. We'd love to have you back again if you'd like to come
in
the future.
Yeah.